Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to famous people with weird stuff attached to their life. Dear famous people with weird stuff attached to their life. Seriously? So Richard Gere has been in a ton of movies. Some have won an Academy Award. He won a Golden Globe for Best Actor. He was voted People's Sexiest Man Alive. Let's see, what else? Oh yeah, he also turned his butthole into a hamster habitat. And neither an officer nor a gentleman would ever do that. By the way, I know it was a gerbil, but hamster habitat just makes it funnier. So let's see, everybody familiar with Gary Glitter? Rock and Roll Part 2? Da-da-da-da, hey! Huge song, heard at almost every sporting event everywhere in the world. Also, Gary has been through more kids than Capri Sun. Oh, da 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 da. Hey, banging kids. Da da da. Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis is an NFL player, two-time Super Bowl champion, on the cover of Madden NFL 2005. Probably going to be in the Hall of Fame in 2018. Let's see what else. May have committed double homicide.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby, one of the most famous comedians of all time, broke the color barrier in TV and movies. Creator of Fat Albert and The Cosby Show, and has had a career spanning over 50 years. And seems like I'm forgetting something. Oh, yeah, he's accused of raping 51 women, where he drugged them, wet their hair, and sucked on their toes. Whoa, Rudy. Al Gore invented the internet. Roman Polanski raped a 13-year-old and then fled the country. Marv Albert bit a lady. Woody Harrelson, dad was a hitman. Jared from Subway got in trouble for giving kids his own personal 6-inch value meal. Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee-wee Herman, got busted for playing with his pee-wee in an adult theater. Now that one, not really that bad. Either have the porn theater open for business or close it. If it's open, that kind of stuff is going to happen. Yeah. It's kind of like playing Old Yeller in a movie theater, and then whenever the kid shoots his dog, cops come in and arrest everyone that's crying. My point is, one way or another, if you're going into the theater, you're probably going to use some tissues. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to famous people with weird stuff attached to their life.
Let's point out Richard Gere. We don't know that that really happened.
Oh, God.
You left out a big one.
What is the first thing you think of when you hear the name Richard Gere?
Hamster habitat.
Yeah. Right.
Hamster habitat.
You left out one very important celebrity.
Who's that?
Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart. Man. Yeah, that's true.
Carmen, you know Rod Stewart's famous for?
Rod Stewart, he's a musician, right?
What's his thing that's attached to him?
Oh, I don't know.
Spanish, do you know?
I believe I do know.
Tell me.
It's that he drank a bunch of,
Not that he drank it. Well, I don't think he had it in a cup, although I've seen pornos that do that.
Right.
But I think I've heard two conflicting stories, two different people, though, right?
I only know Rod Stewart, and then every good-looking guy who is famous, then it becomes George Michael and Ricky Martin.
But I heard that they, found it and that it was either Mick Jagger's or David Bowie's.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know whether you can identify. Yeah. Well, I guess he could.
Didn't they have to pump his stomach or something?
Right. Yeah, they pumped his stomach and it was filled with stuff.
Oh.
Then Mick Jagger and David Bowie, supposedly, Bowie's ex-wife was telling people that they were sleeping together. Yeah, but the truth was is that they were recording all night together and she came home. They were asleep in a recording studio on the couch, not even together.
Heads touching.
She blew that story up.
Will Chamberlain scored 100 points in one game. And also banged 9,000 women.
I believe it was 36,000 women. Yeah, 9,000 was low for him.
Something crazy.
Yeah, there'll be all those stories.
Yeah.
Who's the new one is, what's the kid name from the Pirates movie?
Pirates of the Caribbean? Gap? Johnny
No, Gap? The kid. The one that was dating Katy Perry.
Oh.
Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
Orlando Bloom. Paddleboards naked.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
It's
small.
Not what?
Not like him, but like the story, like compared to a gerbil.
But now when you say their name, that's what you think of.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, and when you say Woody Harrelson, bunch of things. Woody Harrelson had had his father was supposedly a hitman, supposedly one of the Kennedy conspirators, which has been debunked. But also, Naked Bongo playing with Matthew McConaughey. That's what I think when I think of Woody Harrelson.
Yeah. Shirtless.
Yeah. Oh, him and Matthew McConaughey just get high and play bongos. Yeah,
Matthew McConaughey, or I mean Woody Harrelson, everything he owns is made out of hemp.
Uh-huh.
Hemp car.
So weird.
Hemp computer. Yeah, I don't know.
So weird.
Woody Harrelson has, he is one of the weirdest cases of celebrities with non-attractive girls.
Yeah.
He dates like some real plain Jane.
He's also,
but he's not any prize himself.
But he's a famous actor.
And he's a great actor, and also he seems like the kind of guy that would be cool to hang out with.
It's funny because Woody Harrelson really is a great actor, but I don't think ever gets the accolades. Like, he does so many movies that are just whatever movies. Like, he'll do anything almost. But
I don't know. He seems to do.
He's in a lot of stuff that is sometimes good, sometimes bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes
was he addicted to drugs for a period?
I don't think he was addicted. I think he just always smokes a bunch of weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of
I only know him from that bowling movie.
Wow.
Kingpin.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the best takeovers after a cast member dies was Woody coming in on Cheers.
For who? Who do you replace?
I have no idea.
Carmen?
Sam.
No.
No.
But at least
proud of you for
Sam,
knowing your name off of Cheers.
Yeah.
Norm?
No.
Who knows less about Cheers?
I'm going to go Spanish now.
Let's just do a little impromptu.
Okay.
You don't have to leave. You don't have to leave. Just tell me what you know, both of you.
I know Cheers.
Give us one fact. Go fact for fact about Cheers.
Okay.
So go ahead.
It took place at a bar where everybody knew their name.
Okay.
Carmen.
Okay. It won a lot of awards.
Okay. Where was the bar located?
Pittsburgh.
Okay. All right. Carmen, what do you think?
Massachusetts?
Mm. What?
Massachusetts?
Massachusetts?
Mm. Massachusetts?
Near Westchester? Okay, so you said Sam. What did Sam do at the bar?
Owned it.
Spanish?
Sam, he was the bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Okay.
Norm was the bartender.
What did Sam do?
Sam.
I don't need what other people.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. I don't know why. Sam was just a waiter. At the bar.
Waiter at the bar. Carmen was right. He owned the bar.
He owned the bar. There you go.
Suck
and he was a bartender. Right. He was a bartender, too.
He was.
What did he do before he was a bartender?
That was more important, though.
Are you asking Carmen or back to me now?
Whoever.
Whoever knows it.
Before, he actually was
construction.
Just a lawn guy.
Construction. Complete this sentence. Mayday.
Heyday.
Mayday. We're going down.
Mayday, heyday.
Sam Mayday Malone.
Oh, Sam.
He was a former baseball pitcher.
Oh.
For the Red Sox.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Massachusetts.
Your name.
Yeah, you're right.
You know the song?
I got the song, right? Yeah. And they're
always begging. Take it over, Carmen. Go ahead and sing it. Carmen.
Same.
Spanish.
Is everybody's name? Knows your name.
Yeah. Which cast member wound up singing this song?
Ted Danson
took over and sang the song.
I don't know this.
Oh, we went over this before. I know that, but I can't remember.
I don't think it's true. There was a rumor that Woody did.
Oh,
that
no.
Woody wound up doing the song.
I forgot that he was on that show, and that's why we started talking about this.
Mm-hmm. You guys really are missing out.
Cheers
is great.
I think about that because my childhood growing up, I had Family Matters
at
the house.
Urkel?
I agree. Because when I talk to my dad about him growing up with sitcoms, he says the same thing where he watched Cheers and the way he talks about them, like his eyes light up.
So Coach
step
died.
By step.
Yeah.
Patrick Duffy.
Great show.
Coach died and you were like, how do you lose a major member of the show like that? And they replaced him with Woody and it was perfect.
Yeah.
Then they added Frasier, who was only supposed to do 3 episodes and he ends up being one of the most successful characters on television, gets his own show.
Yeah. Then Diane left.
And they replaced her with who?
Catherine
Hepburn.
No.
Catherine Hepburn.
No.
Hello, Sam.
Brown hair. I don't know.
Zeta
Jones.
Catherine Zeta Jones.
No.
She's so young.
Nope. It was Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley. Oh, that's right. Catherine. She's super hot back then.
Yep. She still is super hot now. She's a little porky.
So Woody from Cheers didn't actually sing the theme song, but it did sound like he sang it. Like, it sounds like him. And I think he actually sang one time, but he did sing on the show, and you should know this, and your girlfriend should know this. Do you remember the song, Mike?
Yes, if Spanish is a girlfriend should know.
Yeah.
Sang.
It's a David Bowie song. Beyonce.
No. No. Beyonce. Oh. It's a Star Wars theme.
No, you don't remember?
I don't. If you say it, I'll remember.
He sang it to his fiance.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Yeah.
I like that.
God, I'm telling you, you guys are really missing out.
Yeah. I want to watch MASH.
Cheers.
I still haven't really watched MASH.
Yeah. Taxi.
All in the Family.
Yeah.
Taxi's the one with Andy Kaufman?
Yes.
Yeah. Can they just redo them?
No.
I just don't like things that are in HD.
Yeah, you're like my wife. My wife doesn't want to watch anything before 1990.
Yeah, no, thank you.
She'll never watch any De Niro movie or anything that comes on TV. Like, oh, leave this taxi driver for a couple minutes. Like, I don't want to watch your classic 80s movie.
I mean, I remember I saw Goodfellas because of you.
Oh,
that's
so
a good movie.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Goodfellas is probably the best movie of all time.
I want to go that far, but
what
is your favorite movie, Carmen?
This is making me mad now. What's better than Goodfellas?
Air Bud?
Yeah. But not Buddy?
Yeah.
I like Kung Fu Panda. That's my go-to.
I tell you, Kung Fu Panda is a great movie.
Great movie. Yeah.
First one. Second one was crap.
Yeah.
But seriously, what's better than Goodfellas?
I mean, as
for you
far
to
as
say,
what? As
I
far
mean,
as, like,
anything.
I mean, that's probably one
life,
of the best.
No, like one of the best movies, best complete movies ever.
Ooh, I mean, if we're going down, I got to go American Gangster. I love that movie.
Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
Yeah, if you're going to go as far along line as like the crime and the history and the story and
stuff. No, I'm talking about a great movie.
Plus you get T.I. in there.
Tiny.
Tip.
You look at Goodfellas. Just looking on the TV right now. Do you even
it's
know
a
what
good
scene this
movie.
Is? You know what scene this is?
They're in the eating. They're
oh,
in the
come on.
Joe Pesci used to scare the hell out of me when
Should.
I was a kid because I saw this
Should.
Movie. That opening scene freaked me out.
Joe Pesci scares me because it reminds me of every tough guy short Italian.
Yeah.
Like they all acted like they could kill you, and you're like, I know I could kill this guy. So for him to be acting like that, he must
be a badass.
Or will just stab me
That's
and not
the
care
thing,
about
is
it. Yeah.
He would just freak out, and all of a sudden somebody's dead, and you're like, man, I was just trying to get a drink at the bar, and now I'm bleeding out everywhere.
Yeah.
Spanish favorite movie. Best complete movie, all-around movie you think is great movie.
The one that I go to all the time is Saving Private Ryan. Makes
Saving
me laugh,
Private Ryan?
Makes me cry.
Saving Private Ryan made me cry.
Dude, that is...
It is intense.
When he's getting stabbed slowly in that house and
Killing
Me
Softly.
Standing right there, dude, at one of the most...
Isn't that movie,
scenes.
Like, super long?
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is have a guy pushing a knife towards
God,
you that
Galvin.
Doesn't speak the same language that you speak, and you're going, no, as it goes in. Come on, man.
Dude.
Give me a break.
So intense.
Yeah.
Don't forget Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Trying to save the girl.
We have to save him. This is your best brother.
Give me the girl.
They want the peanut. The end of this movie is always the saddest to me.
Yeah, I agree. Earn it.
And then I don't know if I could, if I was a kid and I got drafted here, I definitely I would definitely die.
Yes.
Oh, look at
there
Joe.
It is.
Joe's got the, Joe's got the
have
part
you seen this
on
coming,
the
right?
movie already.
No, I've never seen
You've
that.
Never seen this?
No, it's too long.
Pushes it in slowly.
Too long.
Pushes it in slowly. It's oh, God. Long. Knife going into the chest.
Why?
And how he's just
cool.
like telling
Why?
Him to relax and shh. Oh. That's the last thing you see before you die.
Yeah.
Just, gets you right in the.
Hope he comes back and haunts that guy.
Probably has bratwurst breath.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Sweating in his mouth.
Yeah. Ugh.
Come on. Wait, if I was the actor, I'd be like, cut. He's sweating my mouth.
Yeah,
dude,
terrible.
Dripped sweat from his skeevy head right into my open mouth.
That's
disgusting.
That's real life.
Not real life. That's grossy. Gross. 727-579-1025. Mike, how the show? Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. You guys are talking about the crazy crap that celebrities do. Mm-hmm. I've been in martial arts my whole life, and for years and years and years, David Carradine was the man. Until he did what he did that took his life.
Yeah,
forgot about that.
Erotic asphyxiation.
And do we know for sure that he was doing that, or do we, because there was some rumor that the Yakuza went in there and hung him, too.
Well, from what I heard, that they actually, he was, like, they caught it. He was hanging. Well, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, and don't forget Hungry Mike Tyson. Nom, nom, nom.
That's true. Yeah. Mike Tyson's the greatest champion of all time. And goes out on a bite. Good call, sir. Thank you. And that's one thing I don't understand. And we've talked about this on the show, and I've said this before, but I feel like it's worth saying again in case there's any kids listening to the show. Autoerotic asphyxiation is when people choke while they're masturbating to increase the intensity of their orgasm. And I have to say, raise your hand if your orgasms aren't good enough. Without risking death.
Yeah, dude.
And I like to shake it up a little bit, but not like that. Like, I've never been like, yeah, it's good, but it's not that good. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Right,
with it, you know?
It's always shame that follows.
The shame is fine.
Well, take
shame.
The belt off your neck?
Yeah. Yeah. Look in the mirror when you do that.
No, yeah, I can't. Oh, God.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Michael, go ahead. Michael.
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm just saying, Goodfellas is definitely the best movie ever made by far.
Agreed, sir. No argument there. Thank you very much.
The only movie close to it is Blow.
Blow's pretty good. I don't say it's close to Goodfellas, but it's a pretty good movie.
That was Paul Reubens' big comeback.
That's right. Paul Reubens was good. Johnny Depp was great. Penelope Cruz.
So hot. Great, yeah.
Peggy, go ahead.
Hey, Strange Things Attached. Would be that guy from The Gong Show. I can't think of his name.
Chuck
Barris.
Yeah, Chuck Barris worked for the CIA.
No, he did not.
Yeah.
Well, that was supposedly.
Yeah, but he didn't. That was what he used to say in his autobiography. He wrote that.
Right.
But that was not true. He used to say that, and that movie that they made about him was great. No, he did not work for the CIA.
No, but that's attached to him as a story, as a weird thing that supposedly.
He, by the way, is most like Joe from Bone TV to me, Chuck Barris. Yeah, like I believe if Joe...
That's why Sam Rockwell played him.
Yeah, well, that's true. Not just looking like him, but there's so many things about Chuck Barris that remind me of Joe from Bone TV. Yeah.
Secrets?
Joe will go out and tell people he worked for the CIA. And he always wears the cool clothes. Yeah. There's no problem going out there dancing with the ladies.
Weird bucket hat. Yep. He dances weird.
Yep. Jamie, good morning. You're on the Mike Out the Show.
Hi, my name is Jamie. I'm a first-time caller.
What's up, Jamie?
I just wanted to go back to movies. I would say my favorite movie is The Departed.
Okay, listen. The Departed grew on me over time, but if you're a Goodfellas, Scorsese, Die Hard, you realize that The Departed was just like the best parts of all his other movies. But the more I watch it, the more it grows on me. The other thing that bothered me about The Departed is anybody can make a movie when you grab 13 of the best A-list actors and put them in a movie together. But yes, you're right. Good call. It's an excellent movie. And I didn't like it at first. I just thought it was too weird and over the top. But then I watched it again. The rumor was that they were going to make a movie about Mark Wahlberg's character from that movie. That I would have liked to have seen.
Yeah.
I thought that was good. Mark, good morning. Go ahead.
Joe Pesci's other movie was Casino.
Yeah,
he's had a lot.
Yeah, he was
also Home Alone, sir. Don't forget about that.
Raging Bull. Yeah. I don't know whether you heard of that one.
Casino is Goodfellas West, not Goodfellas West.
Shawshank Redemption, in my opinion,
one of the best movies ever.
You know, it's a great movie that
Legends of the Fall.
No, it's one of those movies that anytime it's on, I watch it. Limitless with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, I do like that as well.
That's such a good movie.
But it's different. It's one of those movies you can watch at any time.
Yeah. Right.
But it's not great like Shawshank is.
No, I don't compare them at all. I mean, Shawshank's my number one.
I do love Legends of the Fall, though.
But Limitless, I think, is so good because you want it to happen to you.
Yes.
You want to take that pill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't love Legends of the Fall?
I mean, I like Legends of the Fall.
I don't think I ever actually saw that.
Kills a bear.
I saw part of it.
Take Tristan out of the movie. Take the beauty of Brad Pitt and his long hair out of the movie.
It is
a great movie. Like,
Anthony Hopkins is father, and the kid from Black Beauty is his brother.
Yeah, Henry Thomas,
Elliot,
Aidan Quinn. And they're three brothers, and they live with Anthony Hopkins on this big ranch.
Yeah.
And then they go off to fight in the war, and the younger brother dies, and then it gets all complicated. And
spoiler.
It's an
interesting story.
It's the first hour of a three-hour movie. Dude, the movie is fantastic.
Yeah. Who did that? Who directed that?
I don't know, but Brad Pitt was beautiful in it. Paul, last call. Go ahead.
Hey, Drew's boy, Jerry Pinacoli, the same thing happened to him up in Philadelphia with the gerbil.
What?
You see, how they say about Richard Gere?
Yeah.
Well, Jerry Pinacoli used to be the head anchor man up in Philly.
Oh, and he got the rap goes. I didn't say it because, by the way, I don't believe that to be true about Jerry Pinacoli or Richard Gere. I'm pretty sure. Maybe I would say more Richard Gere.
Edward Zwick is the one who directed.
I have no idea who that is.
Edwick?
Yeah. He did About Last Night. He did Glory, Legends of the Fall, Last Samurai with Tom Cruise.
Terrible. Oh, you didn't like The Last Samurai?
Terrible.
I liked it.
Too long.
No, that scene where he takes out like four or five dudes in the courtyard and he's like finally learning how to be a samurai. I thought that was interesting.
I don't need you to explain
terrible. You know what? I'm just trying to have a moment.
Jesus
with you.
Christ. I mean, the moment would be to agree with me that it was an overrated, long-ass movie with Tom Cruise, Tiny Samurai. God damn it.
That was the working title, Tiny Samurai.
Mm-hmm. That I would see.
Vern Troyer started it.
Oh, my God.
Initially.
You show me a movie that has a midget samurai in it, and I watch that movie, and I enjoy it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.